You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What is our halachic and hashkafic response to the COVID epidemic that's inflicting the entire world at this point in time? And what's our halachic mandate and hashkafic mandate when it comes to our performance of mitzvahs in the face of being confronted with the COVID-19 challenges? I want to start off with a little hashkafa, get into the halacha, and you'll see very shortly some of my perspectives when it comes to this very, very important concept. I want to mention that there is a Mishnah in the Masechtas Sanhedrin, which happens to be based upon the Psukim that are mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, the Parshas Hashavua this week, in which the Ribono Shel Olam starts off the creation of the world not with a massive amount of people, but by the creation of a husband and wife, an Adam and Chava, and then the rest of the world, ultimately Hashem allows to be descendants that emanate from them over the years to come. Now, the Ribono Shel Olam, if he wanted a world to be filled immediately, he could have arranged that millions of people be created, 1, 2, 3. But the Ribono Shel Olam instead decided on his divine level that the world should start with a common man and woman, a common husband and wife, and then through normal, natural progress of reproduction, the millions and billions of people in this world that come into existence should come in based upon, quite obviously, our ability to create human beings and to bring human beings into this world. We know for a fact, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the world was not created to be empty and devoid and be full of desolation. It was created for the purposes of human beings being created and coming into this world. So that the Ribono Shel Olam wanted us to have a lot of human beings, millions and billions. This was his kavana from the very beginning. And Baruch Hashem, the world over the centuries and centuries and centuries has accomplished this feat. But the Mishnah, Masechtas Sanhedrin, makes a very interesting note. Why is it that the Ribono Shel Olam started only with a man and woman? What was the Musar Haskel? So the Mishnah gives various tirutzim. Number one, to show the value of human life, and that is kol hamakay nefesh achas, whoever preserves a human life, kilukim olamalei, as if you preserved an entire universe. What is the musar of this specific Mishnah? So the Bali Hashkafa throughout the generations have pointed out that the thrust of that Mishnah is to teach us the infinite divine value of every human being on the face of this world. We're all created with a special divine Tzelem Elokim, and therefore, if that's the case, every human being has not only physical worth, but divine worth, spirituality, and therefore whatever we can do to preserve human life is if we preserved an entire universe. And the Mishnah also says the opposite. Kol ma'avi nefesh achas, whoever, God forbid, destroys human life, you destroy an entire universe as well that could have emanated from this person if you did not prematurely take him out of this world. So we therefore see the preeminence, hashkafically, in the eyes of Chazal, of the importance of the preservation of human life and the infinite value of human life when it comes to our halachic precepts. If you want to see how far Chazal go in this, when it comes to preservation of human life, there is a Gemara in Masechtas Yoma, where the Gemara talks about the concept of Pekuach Nefesh, the place from which we derive the mitzvah of being able to violate Shabbos Kodesh for the sake of Sekonis Nefashos, for the sake of preservation of life. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Parshas Achrei Mos and Sefer Vayikra, where it says, V'chai behem, we have to live by the laws of the Torah, and Torah Shabbat Peh interprets that to mean, we're supposed to live by the Torah, Veloshia Musbehem, Torah should not cause our death and our destruction. Torah was given to have divine rachamim, chesed, and love and kindness in this world from the Ribono Shel Olam to us. Every human life is precious to the Rabbanu Shalom, who all Yitzir Kapav of Hashem, and therefore the Rabbanu Shalom says, if your life is endangered, and the problem is you want to do some medical care to take care of a human being's body, through medical care which involves violation of Lamed Tes Malachos, the halach is based upon this pasuk v'chai ben shalom musbehem, that the mitzvah pekuach nefesh overrides the most important concepts contained in the Torah. I'm going to give two examples: the mitzvah of shmirah Shabbos, which is considered keneged all of kol haTorah kula. It also overrides the tremendous day in kedusha of Yom Kippurim, the Shabbos Shabbosan, that when you have a person's life, a Jewish person's life, confronted with a pikuach nefesh on these days, whatever you have to do to preserve that life is halachically under a chiyuv deraisa of the mitzvah pikuach nefesh, rapi the mitzvah of performing refuos, based upon the Gemara, in Masechtos Bava Kamma, the chiyuv of refuos, the pikuach nefesh, over a Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and most of the mitzvahs contained in the Torah, it might not override Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aris, V'Shlichus Dam, but it does override all the other major mitzvahs of the Torah, and that's the way we paskin, that's halacha lamasa, how the halacha is formulated in the Shulchan Aruch. And when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Shin Chav Ches, Shin Chav Tes, the Shulchan Aruch is explicitly full of various psukim that deal with this specific concept on a very intense and a very, 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 I would say, high intensive level when it comes to our responsibility as it relates to preserving human life itself. Now, with that in mind, I want to go, with your indulgence, one step further. The Gemara says in Masechtis Yoma, not only does Pekuach Nefesh override human life, but I'll go one step further. Pekuach Nefesh overrides human life even when there's a suffix Pekuach Nefesh. A suffix if a person is going to survive some type of sakana that is physically endangering them. Not only does it override a suffix Pekuach Nefesh, but even sveksvekas, multiple sveksvekas, of whether or not human life is going to be able to survive because of chas v'shalom, endangerment to life, the halach is pekuach nefesh overrides it. Pekuach nefesh, but obviously, is able to halach lamasa, literally do what it has to do in order to override and to eliminate the sakana itself. So even though the sakana is not a definite sakana, it's a possible sakana, there are multiple sveikos in the sakana to your life. Nevertheless, the Gemara paskins in Masechtis Yoma, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, Shin Chav Ches, Shin Chav Tes, in Aruch Chaim, that the mitzvah of even Sfek Sfekas of Pekuach Nefesh override Shabbos Yom Kippur, and this is a psak accepted by all the Gedolei Poskim that we have in Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, throughout Jewish history. This is a given fact. With that in mind, we therefore find that the Gedolei Yisrael, halach lamasa, were very, very strict when it came to this. The Rambam points out, in fact, in order to demonstrate to Klal Yisrael the importance of pekuach nefesh and the importance of the maintenance and preservation of human life, we have the halachic responsibility when we're basically involved with a person who's in a suffix pekuach nefesh and surely a vada pekuach nefesh, that people run to their side to try to help them immediately. What the Rambam records is that this was a minig kadmain of Gedolei Yisrael, that in order to show the Hamanam, the people of Klal Yisrael, the importance of preservation of human life, the Gedolei Yisrael used to be the first ones to come to Mechalel Shabbos on behalf of people who were sick, in order to show that when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh, there's no concept of favoritism. Everybody has to involve themselves. There's no exemption. Everybody has to be there to help this person get out of their sakonis nefashos, get out of their endangerment to life. And whatever has to be done in order to take care of this person's medical needs and necessities must be performed, and the Gedolei Yisrael must go out of the way to demonstrate that only are you allowed to do this, you're mechuyev to do this, as a chiyev deraisa of pekuach nefesh being doicha kol haTorah kula, especially Shabbos, and therefore we as Gedolim have to be the leadership to show the Hamon Am how important life is in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom, chayv l'sheya muspehem, the divine worth of infinite life of a human being, how important it is in the eyes of God. And therefore, we have to mechallel Shabbos and other mitzvahs in order to show the preservation importance of human life according to the Torah's mandate of v'chai behem v'lo she'a musbehem. In order to dramatize this and to show you how far our gedolim went, I want to quite obviously quote a very interesting story that is quoted in the name of the great Rav Yisrael Salanter, the great leader of the Baal Musa movement of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. And this very, very big God of Yisrael Salanter, we know for a fact, was a tremendous Baal Halacha besides being a Baal Hashkafa. And when it came to trying to emphasize the importance of Pekuach Nefesh, I want to read to you some things that he did during his lifetime to accentuate this. When it came to doing work on Shabbos for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh, he was makbid that Jews should be the ones to help mechallel Shabbos for their fellow Jews. He says, don't call them goyim if Jews can do the work instead, to show that we have a chiv as Jews to be involved in the inyan of Pekuach Nefesh. In the year 1848, when there was a cholera epidemic, he was makbid that the Jews should do all the work, all the melech Shabbos necessary, to take care of their Jewish brethren, to mechallel Shabbos for them without a question whatsoever. And in order to really demonstrate the importance of Pekuach Nefesh and how careful we have to be, when you had the Yom Kippur taking place during this time period, Rav the Yisrael Salanter Paskin, that year, that we're not allowed to fast for Yom Kippur based upon the doctors telling us that we fasted during the cholera epidemic, our lives would be at stake. Therefore, we must eat on Yom Kippur rather than fast on Yom Kippur because of Pekuach Nefesh. And in order to show how serious he was, the story goes that on the night of Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre was going to be said, what did he do? Rav Yisrael Salanter went up to the pulpit on Yom HaKadosh, Yom Kippur, and made Kiddush on Yom Kippur, drank and ate as a public example for the rest of the Kehillah, that when human life is at stake, when we have Pekuach Nefesh overrides the other mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore we have to do whatever we have to do. We have to do whatever we have to do, halacha v'masa, in order to reduce the sakonis, the fashos, that are basically involved when it comes to saving human life, that we have to do whatever we have to do in order to technically take away this Pekuach Nefesh from ourselves, and therefore halacha l'masa, that means technically speaking, we have to therefore be mechallel Yom Kippur, eating, making kiddush, and whatever it is, if that's what we need to basically offset the danger to us because of this disease, we're required to do such. So we therefore see in the world of halacha, the practical halacha of Gedolim. Not only did the Yisrael Salanter do it, Rabbi Kiva again, his day also had major plagues and diseases, and he forced the Jews, and if he had to force them by using Goyim to accomplish this, he forced the Jews to realize the importance and the severity of preserving human life, and therefore said to them, if we have a Pekuach Nefesh taking place over here, if there's a Sakonet to Klal Yisrael, we must be involved in all the Chilulim of Shabbos and Kedema in order to make sure that we maintain human life. This has been the minhag of Klal Yisrael, the famous story of Rav Chaim of Brisk, the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the phenomenal London, whose Torah everybody sips and literally is thirsty to hear. It is a known fact that he was makbid to be mechallel Shabbos for people who were sick and brisk. He was the first person on location to take care of them. And when one of the mockers of religion in Brisk came to Reb Chaim and said to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim, you're the great Reb Chaim. How are you so maker when it comes to Chilul Shabbos? So you know what Reb Chaim said to him? You think I'm maker when it comes to Chilul Shabbos? You're mistaken. I'm machmir when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. I'm concerned about human life. Because if a person dies, I can't bring them back. I don't have the koich of the chiyas meisim. And therefore, I'm machme in the mitzvah of pekuach nefesh. So it seems the hashkafa across the board of Klal Yisrael throughout the centuries was to be machme and machme and machme when it comes to pekuach nefesh and to take care and save human life when they had to do such in any way possible according to the precepts of the mitzvah pekuach nefesh and refuos. Being dacha kula terakula, except for the three big averis chamuros, when it comes to the preservation of human life. And so we paskin this to this very day. Now, I also want to point out something else to you. And that is, the Rambam points out that our body and soul do not belong to us. We don't have ownership rights. We don't believe in the Goyisha concept, the body is mine and I can do what I want with it. We reject that categorically. We believe that our life, our body, our soul, were given to us as a special matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We reject patient autonomy. We basically are shomer. We're supposed to watch our body and soul and preserve them during our lifetime. There are various psukim in the Torah that say this explicitly, which are brought down in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The pasuk Yishama Lecha Shema Nafshecha Ma'od, the pasuk Nishmartim Ma'od L'Nafshel Seichem. All these psukim tell us we have to be careful with our soul, with our body, not to endanger and not to hurt them, not to cause any type of damage to our physical existence on any level whatsoever. This is a halacha psuka, quoted also in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, when it comes to realizing it's my body. No, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's body. Hanefoshes Liheima is quoted by the Mefoshe HaRambam. And therefore we have to watch it, take care of it, and quite obviously we just can't say because it's mine, I can do what I want. You're not the Bailam to make that decision. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom can make that decision. Now, with this little introduction, I want to get very quickly now to the epidemic of the COVID-19 we're facing now. I want you to know something. The concept of plagues and Jews confronting being faced with plagues is not a new phenomenon. It's a phenomenon that unfortunately we've been confronting for thousands of years. Unfortunately, many times the Goyim blamed us for the cause of this to generate anti-Semitism, to cause pogroms, Rachman al-Islam. But the fact of the matter is, we've always been confronted with plagues. And when you look in halachic literature, you look in the Shelos and Shuvos, you look in the rabbinical Psakim, Chazal were concerned with plagues. They took them very seriously. If you're able to escape a plague by running to a different city, you were supposed to do such. You shouldn't put yourself in a makom sakana. If you're stuck in the city, you're supposed to basically lock yourself down, go into quarantine, close your windows, close your doors, don't go into any social venue, try to protect yourself as much as you possibly can. All of this is contained in our beautiful, magnificent Torah literature on medicine and the sensitivity to salvation and maintenance of human life. It's recorded halach lamasa. Nobody basically argues on this. This is a given when it comes to the way we're sensitive to human life and the practice of halach lamasa. Now, with that in mind, I want to make some very interesting statements. This COVID disease is a disease that still exists throughout the entire world. In fact, it is such an incredible disease that it affected the entire world at one point in time. Whether this was created through a natural process or this was a manufactured disease, manufactured in one of the Chinese laboratories in China, is a major debate. I'm not going to go into that now. It doesn't really make a difference. One thing is for sure, it's endangering and threatening the life of billions of people on the entire globe. Rachmana Litzlan, there are millions and millions of people who have died because of COVID up until this point in time. In America alone, over 200,000 plus have died because of this specific disease. Millions and millions and millions of Americans were inflicted with COVID. Baruch Hashem, most of them survived. But nevertheless, it is a deadly disease. We don't know who, when they're affected with it, whether they're going to live or die, because everybody reacts differently. Their immune system and the circumstances involved are different from person to person. But one thing is for sure, this is a disease that's avadai sakonis nefashos. It's not a suffix nefashos or svek sveka. It is vadai something, a definite disease that can take human life. And you look what's happening in the world at large, and you see the capabilities of this COVID if it remains unchecked. But obviously, when the medical community was confronted with this disease, a brand new disease, they were working meticulously to try to figure out what is the refuah, what is the medical cure with which we're able to cure this type of disease, how can we cure it, what can we do to try to help relieve the problem and save the world from this terrible epidemic. And therefore, you have all the major pharmacological companies around the world trying to find a therapeutic cure for it, trying to find a vaccine for it. So far, they have trials going on. We don't have a vadai cure in place at this point in time. And therefore, people were told, if we're going to contain the disease, we must go into all types of mechanisms of self-defense. The first major self-defense, since this is airborne when it comes to its transmission, is to wear masks on our face. The masks might not be the greatest masks. They might not be the type of mask that a surgeon or a nurse wears in the operating room, but they do serve on a very important level, as has been proven, to prevent people from transmitting the disease from a distance from one person to another person. You don't get it from them, they don't get it from you. And masks have served as a major mechanism in order to prevent the spread of this specific disease. Number two, social distancing, staying 6 feet away from another person. This is something that's likewise important. The further you are away, the less ability to transmit, and the more effective the masks are in preventing this transmission. So wearing masks and social distancing have both in concert had the ability to weaken the ability for this disease to transmit itself from place to place. Baruch Hashem, the medical community has slowly but surely figured out ways on certain levels to try to cure people from this disease, Rachmana Litzlan. They've tried, and Baruch Hashem, they have been successful on many different ways in trying to basically cure people, to help people, to literally allow people to have the ability to survive and to thrive despite the danger involved in this specific disease itself. And therefore, you know, as just a piece of important information, I want you to know that therefore it is incumbent upon us to realize, therefore, that if there is a mechanism available now for us to protect ourselves, to literally save ourselves from exposure to this disease and being infected, we are mechuyev according to Torah law, based upon the concept of nishmatim ola nafshasechem. We're mechuyev according to halacha to do whatever we can to protect ourselves, to save ourselves, to preserve ourselves, and not allow ourselves to get infected or to cause us to be sources of spreading this disease to anybody else. And that's our halakhic incumbency. We have no right to say, my body is mine, it's my business. It's not only your business. It's the business of each and every one of us. Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazer are responsible for our fellow Jews. We're responsible for the health and welfare of the world at large. Mekayim Nefesh Achas, according to many Mefarshim, is not Mekayim Nefesh Yisrael, but Mekayim Nefesh, even a non-Jewish neshama, who has a Tzelem Elokim, who Mechuyiv to try to take care of them, and to also cure them and prevent them from being killed or get sick by infecting them with diseases which we might possess. So Halacha L'Masa, especially in our environment today, we have to be very, very careful to be responsible Jews. And we always have been when it comes to Torah and medicine. We've always been the Amanivchar, the Chachamim, when it comes to technology, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to our awareness of the importance of medical care, medical treatment, some of the greatest gedolim of our Jewish history, like the Rambam, the Ramban, and others, were professional doctors, had world renown.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have always been looked upon as people who are sensitive to disease, who are sensitive to medical cure, who are sensitive when it comes to making sure that when something terrible like this takes place, we are careful, we're zoher, we're makbid, and we try to do whatever we can according to halacha to prevent the spread of disease, to protect ourselves and our families from being subject to this disease. And this has been our history. This has been the Messiah of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. This is what we're known for. The concept of being the Amanivcha, the Am Segula, the Orla Goyim. This has been one of the Kiddush Hashems we performed over the centuries. When it comes to this infectious disease, COVID-19, we have doctors, Jewish, non-Jewish doctors, but today I'll be quoting from our Jewish doctors. Not any Jewish doctors, but Jewish doctors who are specialists in infectious disease, who live in our community of the five towns alone. And they have written many pieces on this problem, many, many, many treatises to try to give us direction and to try to give us guidance, what we're supposed to do, what we can do in order to protect ourselves and help ourselves as it relates to the concept of protecting ourselves from this specific disease itself. And therefore, halacha lamasa, what did our great, great people say in our community who are specialists over here? What they basically said to us is that we want you to be aware of the following. And that is, be aware of the fact that halacha lamasa, you are mechuyev, according to halacha, to do whatever you possibly can to protect yourself and to save yourself and to take care of yourself. When it comes to, quote, obviously speaking, dealing with COVID, it is not over yet. People are making a big mistake. It's not over yet. We haven't developed the refuahs of the therapeutics or the actual vaccines to help eradicate the disease. It's not over yet. Even if a person had it, it doesn't mean that the antibodies will protect you. This disease has shown to be mutating from last year to this year already. And therefore, what perhaps would have worked for antibodies for the old version might not work in the antibodies you have in your body for the next version. And who says your antibodies are going to last that long, even if it's the same exact type of disease itself? The fact of the matter is, you have to be careful. It's one thing when it comes to people living in a house together. They develop a certain, we call immunity with each other, especially if both had it. Quite obviously, it's a pretty safe environment. Husband and wives or children living with their parents together in the house, it's a pretty safe phenomenon when it comes to maintaining the quality control. But when it comes to having children or family members come from other parts of the city, and surely when it comes to coming from other parts of other states, or when it comes to people coming from Israel or around the world and they want to visit you, you have no idea what level of COVID they are bringing with them, what type of brand of COVID they're bringing, and you're putting yourself in a state of pikuach nefesh. There's a story, and when I hear the story, I start to cry, of a daughter who brought her baby boy to her father, to the Zayda, to be able to hold the babala during the COVID crisis. He played with his grandson. He was so happy, besimcha, to see that grandson. And Rachmanu Litzlan, that grandson, without everybody knowing it, was a carrier of this machla. And that specific Zayda, who had love and compassion and simcha carrying that grandchild, got COVID from this little baby and died within a couple of days. Rachmanu Litzlan, who wants to think they're going to cause that to happen? Imagine how this daughter must feel now, or what happened to a tata because of a desire to want to share her baby at an inappropriate time. Her father was an old man. He had various medical conditions. He was the type of people that are most susceptible when it comes to being, unfortunately, able to be taken down by this disease. So well-meaningness is not looked upon as the way we're supposed to go over here when it comes to this. We need a mask.
We need a quarantine. We have to be careful when it comes to going to other places. Who knows what's going to happen if we fly someplace else? And who knows if that type of environment with their type of disease is not going to cause us to come down with this disease. The fact of the matter, there's a heck of a lot of politics out there. Many doctors are contradicting each other. Many doctors are one saying this, one saying that. But one thing is for sure, the facts speak for themselves. Are people being endangered by the disease? The answer is yes. Are people getting sick today because of the disease? The answer is yes. Are people, Rahman al-San, still dying from the disease? The answer is yes. The death rate might be down, but there are people that are still dying, and you have no idea. Miyech miyamus. So therefore, people just can't say, well, the death toll is down, it's not that dangerous anymore. You have no right to make that statement. The ultimate consensus of all the medical experts, no matter who they are in this world, are the following. You still have to wear masks. As effective as they are, or they might not be, they are effective. There's no question about it. You must maintain social distancing, and that is definitely required as well. 6 feet or more. You have to avoid crowds. You can't go to big weddings. You can't go to major celebrity parties, especially if you're going there and you're not wearing a mask and there's no distancing. How many people have told us in our community, in the medical community, that the upsurge of this disease has taken place because people that ignored this and had big weddings, big chasanis, or big brisim, or other major activities, and there was no social distancing, and there was no masking taking place, and people, Rahmanu Litzlan, died. There's a wedding that took place out of state, in Maine, whatever it is, you want to escape New York, and there were 150 people at this event. They thought they were smart, Alex. They're going to beat the system. Of that 150 people, 10 people later came down with COVID and died as a result of that. What kind of simcha is that? A simcha that brings death to its guests. The fact of the matter is, according to the medical specialists, our medical specialists, the doctors who are Tamidei Chachamim, if you're sick, you have to stay home. You might have COVID. You might not be aware of it. You must make sure that you're always wearing a mask and you maintain quarantine, especially if you have symptoms of COVID itself. The fact of the matter is, you have to be careful, take flu shots as well, because sometimes you can mix up the simonim between the regular flu and between COVID. And at the end of the day, sometimes the vaccine might have a beneficial impact upon this as well. So if you haven't taken the flu vaccine yet, make sure you take it. But the fact of the matter is, it's a question of common sense and logic that we have to be careful. Well, the svekos involved, all this lumdis does not go any place when it comes to justifying, ignoring the restrictions of our doctors, of our halachis, of the Gedoli Yisrael, the Moetzas Gedolim of Agudas Yisrael, the leading Rosh Yeshivas of America, the leading Rosh Yeshivas in the Yeshiva University community, of the OU community. They are all in one common machshava. And that machshava is, we're living in a dangerous period of time. And we have to make sure that we watch ourselves, we're careful. Nishmatim ola nafshal seichem. You have to wear masks. You have to have social distancing. And you have to do what has to be done and quarantine yourself, especially if you're a senior citizen, that God forbid you should not be put in a state of sakana. I want to end with one more piece, and with this I'll finish my drasha today. There are some people that I understand, when it came to Simchas Torah, that paskin for the tzibor, we are not going to listen to what the government says. How dare they tell us that we cannot have Simchas Torah, we can't dance with Torahs, we can't dance with each other, they're being gezeiros against us, and therefore, if that's the case, we can basically dismiss the Dina of Chusadina, we can dismiss what they say, and Simchas Torah will continue the way it's continued for thousands of years. And there was a Rav, there are a couple of Rabbanim around the city and out of the city, that Paskin is to the Tzibor, and during Simchas Torah, you would never know there's a COVID. They were dancing with each other and singing with each other. No mask, holding hands, as if nothing was happening when it came to COVID. This was happening. And they used the concept that you're mechuyev to give up your life al kiddush shem shemayim if people are being goes against you practicing religion. This was the psak that they gave. And if that's the case, if during the Holocaust people did mitzvahs under sakana and therefore they're willing to die kiddush Hashem, etc., etc., how can we do less when it comes to celebrating the various celebrations that were taking place as it relates, Rachmana Litzlan, to this specific disease? What I want you to know, halacha lamasa, that unfortunately, and I say this, and I say this with a chetz in my heart, that whoever gave that psak is not familiar with halachic literature. And there's a gadol whose psak, I wanted to quote now, and I'll end up with this, a gadol who was one of the great gadolim, he was one of the great gedolim of antiquity. His name was the Radrav of David ben Zimra. His psukim, thousands of tshuvas, are quoted halach lamasa by a gedolei aposkim throughout halachic literature. He was from the early kufos of the achronic literature, one of the great gedolim. Rav David ben Zimra basically was asked the following question. And with this, I'll finish my shiur this morning. He was asked the question, if I'm allowed to give my life for the sake of a Yeregal Yava, for Pekuach Nefesh, if somebody's been geyser, on mitzvahs of the Torah, I could be machmir, and say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. Are you going to kill me? Kill me. But that's the concept of Kiddush Hashem Yeregal Yavar. Of course, the Rambam is very machbid when you can do that. On all mitzvahs, you only can do that b'shas hashmad and other mitzvahs, only for the zergil rash of shichas hadam. But otherwise, under normal circumstances, you can't just give your life for the sake of someone telling you violate something. There are other rishonim who disagree and hold even on shar mitzvahs, I can undergo yereg val yavar, but I'm not going to go into that machlokas now. But I'm going to deal with what the Radvaz dealt with. The Radvaz says, somebody said, if that's the case, there was a psak given by a doctor and a rav to a specific balabas. You have to have chilul Shabbos done for you in order to fight the disease and the illness you have. And this person said to this specific gadol, what are you talking about? What are you telling me to do? I can't believe you're telling me to do a thing like this. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, as a result of that, this person wanted to refuse to receive medical care because quite obviously they wanted to say that I have to be willing to risk my life not to undergo medical care for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. This is what they wanted to say. What is interesting and fascinating to mention, halacha lamasa, is that the Ravaz comes out in his tshuva, quotes the story, and he says this unfortunately is a representation of tremendous amaratzis, total ignorance of halacha. There is no dimyon between the concepts of Kiddush Hashem at the time of Shas Hashmad and what happened during the Holocaust or other years of tremendous religious persecution. That's one set of halachas. The mitzvah pekuach nefesh of saving human life on Shabbos Yom Kippur is a different set of halachas. And one thing is for sure, when Chazal said you have to die b'shas hashma, when there's a religious gezeira against the Jewish people, to mavato their religion, to mavato their das, to mavato their asiyas mitzvahs, to mavato Torah, to mavato Am Yisrael, and Taurus Yisrael, and to literally show tremendous rebellion against God, that's when the halachis of Erev Val Yavah, of dying on Kiddush Hashem, apply. But when a person is in a state of pekuach nefesh, the Radva says, and on the contrary, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a mitzvah in our Torah that chayvem v'lo shiyavus behem, that pekuach nefesh overrides every mitzvah contained in the Torah, except for the three. When the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, the Rambam paskins this, all gedolim paskin this. The Radvaz says there's no such thing as giving a life al Kiddush Hashem not to be treated medically. When you're mechuyev to get medical treatment, and you're mechuyev to force the person against their will to undergo Chilul Shabbos, Chilul Yom Kippur for the sake of their pikuach nefesh. And if you don't, the person who refused the medical treatment, if he dies, is considered as if he committed suicide. And those who could have helped the person and basically ignore them and turn the opposite way, not only did they violate Lo Yisamen Adam Riecha, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you could have saved somebody's life and you didn't save their life, you also looked upon as being a contributor to their death as well. There's no concept of being machmir with bekuach nefesh when it comes to performing mitzvahs. So if a person to say the mitzvah simchas Torah overrides the concept of bekuach nefesh, the Radvaz says there's no such halacha contained in halachic literature. It is ridiculous. It is impossible. Don't let anybody convince you that there is such a concept whatsoever. Don't let anybody convince you that that is halacha lamasa. Halacha lamasa, you're mechuyev to protect your life. You're mechuyev to watch your life. You're mechuyev to make sure that you have total control of your existence in this world, and you maintain that existence, and you live, and you thrive, and you go on with your life as best as you possibly can. If the Gedolim I mentioned before, going back to Yisrael Salanter, when it came to the cholera epidemic, a plague, went and told his Balabatim, you have to eat on Yom Kippur, even though the Issa Karetz, and went to the Bima, and made Kiddush, and ate Lahoras Halacha, that this is the Halacha, that the mitzvah of Pekuach Nefesh overrides Yom Kippurim, Karetz, Mises Bezdin, and all the Isurim. How in the world can anybody paskin that we're in a state of Sakonis Nefashos, but because of the COVID crisis, and their hachachos, masks, distancing, no public assemblages, when you're dancing and singing, the people who are involved in infectious disease says, you even spread the disease even more, and the communicative disease becomes even more deadly. How can anybody paskin for a tzibur that you're allowed to do a thing like this? It's connected halacha. You're literally causing people to be put in danger. And what are you going to do to Bez and Shalmalef later on, they say, because of what you did, that person was exposed because of you, and they died. What are you going to answer Bez and Shalmalef? The Radvaz says you cannot compare the concept of the mitzvah of dying al Kiddush Hashem b'shas Shvad to the mitzvah b'kuach nefesh on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. And you force the person to accept it. And we don't hear this narishkeit of telling a person, do it because there's a mitzvah simchas Torah. I want you to be aware of that. I want you to show respect to the Rabbanim and Gedolei HaRabbanim in our community, out of the community, who are trying to teach the Balabatim this. I happen to daven in the shul right across the street from me called Shadai Tfilin Lawrence. The Rav there is Rabbi Orlian, and I want to publicly say that the way he is dealing with this specific disease, the stringencies we have in our basic Knesset, nobody can come in without a mask, and it has to be social distancing. And X amount of people are allowed in the shul, and if you go over, you cannot be part of this. You have to go out of the basic Knesset. There are minyanim outside. We try to accommodate everybody. But he was makpid that if this is what the medical community says, then halacha tells us we have to listen to the doctors. And now we have another problem. If the Malchus, if the government of America and our local governments have told us that you cannot have more than X amount of people inside or outside, and you can't have these major assemblages because the disease has gone up in your communities because of a lackadaisical attitude, how can we, literally as being the Chachamim, the Klal Yisrael, the Aman Itcha, show disdain and disrespect to what they're saying? It's causing a Chilul Hashem. The Gedolim pointed this out in their declaration. The Tzadikim of our generation pointed out that this is something you have to be careful with. We're here to sanctify Hashem's name, not to cause a chilul of Hashem's name. Let alone the danger you're putting other people into by sakanas nefashos, by exposing them potentially to germs you might be carrying. I therefore plead with each and every one of you to spread this message to everybody you possibly can, and to explain to them that the Torah was given to us as a Sam HaChayim, as a formula for life. V'chayil asher yamus behem. Hashem has rachmanis, compassion, love, and concern for us, as the Rambam emphasizes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, where he discusses the concepts of sakanas nefashos and pikuach nefesh. The Gedolim have to lead us in our stringencies and hakpados when it comes to this, to flaunt halacha, to flaunt the medicine of our time, and to flaunt governmental officials, and to say, I don't care if they give me a fine, I'll pay the fine, but I'm going to ignore. That makes the difference of whether or not you're mekadesh shem shemayim or chilul shem shemayim. The Ramban ends off in his Igeres HaKodesh, Kiddush Hashem v'chil Hashem tlui b'masi adenu. Whether we sanctify Hashem's name or profane Hashem's name depends upon how we conduct ourselves. The rov of the tzibur are being medaktek. The rov of the tzibur are being careful. I see what's going on in Sha'arei Tvila. What an incredible kehila. Achtus, listening to what Chazal say, listening to what the Rav says, listening to what the Memshala says, Kavod HaMalchus. We have to have this implemented in the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael, throughout the New York City, throughout the entire America, throughout the entire world. We are the Am HaNibchar, the Erl HaGoyim. We have to be role models, what it means to listen to the world of medicine, to listen to the world of halacha, to show kavod for Gedolei Yisrael when they make their pronouncements, and to hope and pray that the Rabbeinu Shalom, who controls everything that happens in this world, nothing happens without the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he will give us the divine providence, the Hashlacha Pratis, through our tfilos and our bakashas we made during the Yom HaRayim, that he should therefore answer our tefillah, shemei tefillah seinu, and grant everybody a total refuah shlema from this terrible disease, to remove it from the face of this world, we should be able to return to our normal lives, of being able to go to shul, be able to go to weddings, be able to go to prison, be able to go to bar mitzvahs, be able to celebrate all types of simchis, be able to learn together in Beis Medrash, to have normal types of classes in our schools. We want, we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us back our ability as human beings to function as human beings, b'derech ha-teva. We don't want to be the masked generation. We don't want to be a generation that's living in quarantine each and every day. If we do what we have to do, mekadesh shem shemayim, Hashem sees how we're working hard upon this and literally raising Hashem's reputation of Torah, Hashem will have rachmanis upon us, have compassion upon us, remove this machla from the face of this earth, and give us the ability to be able to be zach for the total refuos of the entire world, everybody in the world, the return to normal human life, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bebias, Be'ilat HaMashiach, in Binyan HaBayis, with the coming ultimately of the Tekufa of Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, to get everybody on board and to allow us ultimately to have the capacity to be able to sanctify Hashem's name in a bakavadika positive way and be zocha for all the refuahs and yeshuas shekasa b'tara. Have a wonderful day, tamidim v'tamidos. Please spread this message. Please spread this tape. People have to hear this. People have to understand this. There's no gadol hadar on the face of this earth that disagrees with what I just mentioned now. I'm simply quoting to you the facts and the figures. My whole life I spent on medicine and halacha for 45 years, and I pask in these shalos. To anybody to disregard this is simply suicide, and it could be even possibly a question of killing others as well. Please listen to me. I'm saying this. Let's hope and pray that we don't have to talk about this anymore. and we'll see Rafuas v'Yeshuas b'Karav.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.